China broadens digital yuan from lottery, draws to fiscal spending. China's central bank is leaning on the banking system to put the digital yuan in more hands and more transactions, a campaign that sets Beijing on a path away from the dollar-anchored payment system and apart from how Washington is approaching the future of money. Reuters reported on May 30, 2026, that the People's Bank of China is using policy incentives and behind-the-scenes directives to widen the use of ECNY across everything from lottery payouts and green electricity charges to fiscal spending and cross-border trade. The numbers show how early this still is. Cumulative ECNY transactions reached 16.7 trillion yuan, roughly $247 trillion, as of November since the currency debuted in 2019. That is small next to the 279 trillion yuan that UnionPay cards processed in 2025 alone. The gap is the reason for the campaign. Years of pilots produced a working system that almost nobody reaches for by default. The domestic playbook, the PBOC, is no longer waiting for organic demand. Banks are being scored on digital yuan deposit balances and account numbers, turning adoption into a performance metric for lenders rather than a customer choice. Earlier in 2026, the central bank started allowing interest payments on ECNY holdings, removing one reason a saver might leave the money in a regular deposit account. The list of pilots has grown well past retail payments. According to Reuters, ECNY is being tested for salary and healthcare disbursements, medical insurance fraud prevention, supply chain financing, prepaid cards, and smart contracts that release funds automatically when conditions are met. Routing fiscal spending and government salaries through the currency matters most here. When the state pays in ECNY, recipients hold it whether or not they sought it out, and programmable money gives the issuer visibility and control that cash and card networks do not. The number of authorized operating banks more than doubled to 22 in April, broadening the distribution layer for all of this. A different bet than Washington, the timing draws a sharp line. Days earlier, U.S. Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent reaffirmed Washington's opposition to a central bank digital currency while backing dollar stablecoins as the preferred vehicle for digital dollars. The two largest economies are now running opposite experiments. One a state-issued, surveillable CBDC, the other a privately issued stablecoin market that already exceeds the foreign exchange reserves of most countries. For users, the design difference is the whole story. A stablecoin can sit in a self-custodied wallet and settle a card transaction without the issuer dictating where or when it is spent. A retail CBDC is the opposite by construction. The central bank can see the flows and, with programmability, shape them. That trade-off, control versus autonomy, is the same one that separates custodial accounts from spending out of your own wallet on the consumer side of crypto. The cross-border ambition. The part of the plan with the longest reach is international. Banks are being pressed to grow ECNY use in cross-border transactions, especially along Belt and Road routes and in ASEAN trade, and to build compatible products such as loans, letters of credit, and bills. China is also a participant in Emberidge, the multi-CBDC platform linking China, Hong Kong, Thailand, the UAE, and Saudi Arabia for settlement, an effort that runs parallel to broader tokenized cross-border payment trials at the international level. The motive is openly strategic. Beijing wants to cut its dependence on a payment system dominated by Western institutions and anchored to the dollar, a concern that One China Securities report tied directly to the risk of dollar weaponization exposed by recent conflict. The obstacle is just as plain. Overseas counterparties have shown limited enthusiasm for holding or settling in digital yuan, and one source described it as a long road ahead. A currency can be promoted at home through bank quotas and government payments. Abroad, trading partners have to want it, and so far most prefer the dollar rails they already trust. Even Chinese consumers reach first for Alipay and WeChat Pay, the private apps that already dominate domestic spending.